From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Leaders from around the world have begun to arrive at the climate talks in Copenhagen. Negotiators have just a few days to reach a deal. NPR's David Kestenbaum is at the talks.
The presidents and prime ministers of the world are arriving under heavy security. Most of the key negotiations take place in private, but many of the world leaders will also be giving public speeches. The speeches will be shorter than many of the leaders are accustomed to giving. They've been asked to limit their remarks to just 3 minutes. With nearly 200 countries here and each given a chance to talk, the speeches are scheduled to run today and tomorrow until after midnight. Some delegates today expressed frustration, saying they had trouble getting through security and into the main hall. It's unclear what will come out of the conference. The countries of the world remain far apart on a number of key issues. There's been little movement in their positions since the talks started. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
The House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a bill that would give the administration authority to punish companies that sell or ship refined oil products to Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
One of the sponsors of the Iran Refined Petroleum Sanctions Act, Democrat Howard Berman of California, said the goal is to make it more costly for Iran to pursue a nuclear weapons program.
The Iranian nuclear issue could have been resolved without further sanctions. President Obama has offered Iran an outstretched hand, but regrettably, Iran has not unclenched its fist.
An opponent of the bill, Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, argued it could complicate diplomacy and amounts to economic warfare against the Iranian people. Republican Ron Paul also said that sanctions could unify Iranians against the U.S. The State Department has asked the Senate to make sure its version gives the president maximum flexibility. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department reported today that consumer prices rose last month by 0.4%. They were led mostly by higher energy costs. Most other prices remained the same, suggesting that the sluggish economy will keep inflation in check in the months ahead. The Commerce Department reported that construction of new homes rebounded in November following a setback in October. Today's report says construction of new homes and apartments rose 8.9% in November. Applications for building permits were also up, rising 6%, a stronger showing than economists had expected. And the Commerce Department says the nation's deficit widened sharply in the July-September quarter as demand for foreign goods increased. The current account deficit rose to $108 billion, an increase of 10.3%. Time magazine has named Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke as its Person of the Year for 2009. Last year, Time named then-President-elect Barack Obama as its Person of the Year. On Wall Street, prices are higher. The Dow is up by 55 points. The Nasdaq is up by 19. This is NPR News. British Airways goes to the British High Court today to get a 12-day strike by cabin crew ruled unlawful. And as Larry Miller reports from London, the strike threat has pushed the price of transatlantic tickets on other airlines sky high, if you can get them.
British Airways lawyers are claiming there were a number of irregularities in the strike vote by cabin crew. These included votes counted of those no longer working for the airline, and that the timing and length of the strike was not made clear on the ballot. The strike was backed by 92% of staff. The union called on BA to negotiate, not litigate. The airline claims the strike breaches labor laws. 1 million passengers were set to fly on BA over the strike days between December 22nd and January 2nd. While BA will lose millions of dollars due to the walkout, other airlines are cashing in. The cheapest round-trip London to New York flight leaving December 19th, returning the day after Christmas, on a UK cut-price travel website is $4,700. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Senate has rejected a plan to allow Americans to import low-cost prescription drugs from Canada and other countries. The amendment to the health care reform bill came from North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan. It failed on a 51-48 vote. Importing prescription drugs for personal use is a violation of federal law. Dorgan's amendment would have lifted the ban, allowing access to low-cost medicines from developed countries where the government limits drug prices. As a senator, President Obama supported drug imports, but now his administration accepts the objections of the pharmaceutical industry that it would cause safety problems. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.